T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
What's up, Boston Bruins?
I missed the blue
Where's
puck.
Where's the glove puck?
And I would just like to start a cheer.
When I say Boston, you say strong. Boston!
Strong!
Boston!
Have you ever watched a hockey game and actually stayed awake for the entire game?
What's going on?
Kyrie's in a great mood when Kyrie's feeling good. Our whole team feeling good when he's down. Everybody's saying to get up tight.
It's front and forward.
King of my jungle, just the game still stalking. Yeah.
He knows that Brady is a talking trash.
What's up, guys?
He's just scared of Luke.
Jeez, where's the music?
Right now.
What's going on?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
We are now entering, and we did it last night at 6 o'clock. We are now entering the most fraudulent period of the sports
All
season.
All frauds.
I want to give CBS credit because they gave us the brackets pretty quickly. They didn't do what they did last year, sitting here, you know, going through school by school in the alphabetical order.
Oh,
or
I've been studying.
You're so full of it like everybody else. So get this, Christian.
Yeah.
And Lou probably is one of them. Okay?
Oh, I
He's
bet
one
he
of
is.
A statistic
if it,
here.
If it involves gambling,
yep. According,
what do you got?
He's suddenly an expert on Wichita State.
According to American Gaming Association, 47 million Americans
yep.
will bet $8.5 billion.
Oh, we should have bet on this.
During the NCAA tournament. How many of those 47 million you think have any idea what they're betting on?
No. I've done these stupid brackets with my kids. I said, just fill them out. Whatever. Like, there's, I don't know. Just go ahead. It'll be fun. We'll just,
I like Zion.
Yeah. They don't Zion.
I did. I gave one to my son last night. He's like, Dad, the bracket's out. So I gave it to him, and he filled one out the entire way.
Yeah.
He's got, like, Duke beat North Carolina. I mean, it was just, if every favorite wins, then he'll have a perfect bracket.
Yeah.
Every single favorite. I was like, hey, whatever. Just get a shot at anybody.
It just doesn't, the whole thing is just, it's just gotten out of hand to the point where the NIT, so you don't make it.
Yeah, why even?
You don't, it's like a bracket for losers.
It
All
is.
The losers show up at a party, and what would that look like,
BC's
really, in like
either.
High school? All the losers. So you send them all.
Losers.
And, listen, you suck so bad, but we're going to still give you the opportunity to play. Who's watching the NIT?
Not in
Those
the
schools.
Tournament.
Well, you're not, yo,
Those
your
schools.
Season is over.
No,
so,
I'm just, I know, but it's just a... More games, more gates. I don't know. Like Providence, I don't know who they have, but they're like 4 seeds, so they get somebody at home. I don't know.
So what do you get if you win the NIT? Like a really crappy trophy? Do they allow you to cut the nets down if you win the NIT?
Probably.
Is that some sort of odd accommodation?
Yes.
You didn't make it to the tournament. You're the best loser of them all.
You wonder why they still do it.
You're a winning loser.
They give them a dunce hat? What do they do?
No, you're a winning loser.
So
you're a winning loser.
That makes sense to you?
Yes.
You're a loser that's winning.
I'm amazed that the NIT is still around, that it's still in business. How do they operate? How do they do it? Nobody watches them. More people probably watch these stupid play-in games over the next couple nights. We're going to see tomorrow and Wednesday.
Sports Insight Network is a huge resource for me.
I would say even the NCAA tournament is a joke. Who do you? I mean, you care because they surround it with gambling,
no.
So it becomes interesting.
Well, I was watching
so people.
Yeah.
You know, they plan Vegas is going to be packed. I have friends that they plan their guys trip in Vegas during March Madness.
College basketball now is about like alumni, right? Certain parts of the country, that's what they have. I mean, you know, down in Carolina, they're talking Duke and UNC. But it's so different now with the one and dones. That's all.
TCU, UCF is a legitimate game.
Back to Jesus, Princess. Listen to him.
No, this is the worst. I've got to tell you, I've been laughing my ass off because the guy, Funhouse, back after this, has been tweeting out the videos of Francesa.
Back after this.
And you can tell Francesa knows nothing about any of the stuff. He's not been watching it. And instead of doing what we're doing right now, basically telling you we're ignorant of all of this stuff, it's like a foreign language. We're trying to learn as we're watching all of these guys talk about these different teams. Francesa is in there talking, breaking down teams.
At Maryland and Florida State, which you've already had this year, you have, let's see what happened. What happened in those Maryland-Florida State games this year?
Know.
I don't think it was a vintage Maryland year, but you know in the stretch, I could see them.
I want to try this. I want someone to call in, and I want them to have me break down one of the games.
Give it to you right now.
I want to try and do it.
Northeastern and Kansas. We'll take the local team. Northeastern.
No, you can't take a local team.
You got to give me. I guess I don't. You know, it doesn't even matter.
Liberty. Liberty's not a bad team. The 5-12
Murray State, Marquette.
Listen to him, Liberty. Like he's staying up at night watching.
The thing is that. What would really make college basketball if they went back to what it was like when I was growing up?
Oh, here we go.
Well, I'm just saying.
You can't leave after 1 year.
If they made kids stick around for 3 years, I know it's not fair.
It's going the other direction.
I know it's 1976.
It's not fair, right? But can you imagine how many Duke fans there would be if next year you knew Zion Williamson was still on the team? You know, Barrett, Reddick, all these guys were still on the team. That's all. Like, so you don't know any of these guys. The only time you really get to know the names, unless you're alumni or you're down there living where there's nothing else going on, is like in the Final Four because you've watched them for 3 or 4 games.
Yeah.
But if they all came back next year and then they all came back the year after that, yeah, you would have old school, like Chris Mullin days and Patrick Ewing days.
If you kept them there for two or three years,
you'd know the teams and you know the players.
Lou, it's going to get worse. The NBA in the next year is going to allow high school seniors now to be part of the draft. Once that happens, why would Zion Williamson go to Duke? Why does he have to go to Duke? All of the players that you're seeing right now, coach, so what you're going to end up with is you're going to end up with probably Liberty probably is loaded with seniors. I don't even know.
But they're doing away with one and dones.
Yes.
Right?
So
once you go, I think it'll be better for college basketball.
It won't be better for college basketball. Why will it be better?
Because you only have a couple guys that are go straight or a bunch of stupid guys. There'll always be one or two that are legit pro guys.
But once
and there'll be
there,
a bunch of guys that get that give up their college career and then they end up playing in Europe.
But I'm just saying they'll do their thing. But once you get to college, you'll actually follow a team at least for a couple of years. You'll know the guys. When the tournament's over and the season starts next year, you're like, oh, okay, I actually know players on this team from the tournament or this team from the tournament. You don't get that now because they're all gone.
But you do get that, except they're from smaller schools that are in this tournament. The only reason they're in the tournament is because they have seniors.
You don't understand.
They have 4 year guys.
But so Duke wouldn't have Zion, but they would have other guys. Like Kentucky would have their other guys. Who, once you're there and they're in the Final Four, you would know who they are. Kansas, Michigan State, you would know who they are. So I think it would be better as far as people following the sport and knowing some of the guys.
Miss State, Liberty.
All right, since Francesca did such a great job, we're going to test you out. Here's Tim in the car, wants to test out Fourier. Go ahead, test him out, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
Fourier, need three keys to the game on Wofford, brother. Break it down for me. 30 seconds, go, baby.
Okay, all right, so Wofford.
You know they're playing, right?
Where
are they from?
The Terriers, the Fighting Terriers, are taking on the Pirates. How about that?
You knew the Pirates.
I wasn't sure which one was which.
Yes.
But Seton Hall is the Pirates. They're really good. Wofford, they like to shoot a lot.
Where's Wofford?
It's in the southeast region of a state.
Pennsylvania.
Northeast region.
Of
southeast
what state?
Of a certain state named Pennsylvania. What they like to do is they like to shoot a lot. And their coach is really cool.
I'll
the guy that does all these cool things. They're battle tested.
He knows about as much as Francis
sort of.
does.
I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think it's a shocking game one way or the other. I think
it's fun. Okay, I'm assuming Wofford is the Cinderella team, right? They're the smaller team.
Yes. They're in South Carolina. I didn't even know that. Spartanburg. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who the hell Wofford is.
So this is my point with the NCAA tournament. It just, nobody knows about any of this team. So if you pick Wofford, you probably give it to your girlfriend and say, go pick a team. They go, ooh, Wofford. Ooh, it looks so, ooh, what are they? Ooh, they're the Terriers. Ooh,
we have a terrier.
We have a dog.
Always
what color is it?
Expect the 12 to at least have a chance.
This is what it is. It's just like, he's the king of vague answers.
He's saying nothing.
They've done a very good job in that regard.
I don't want people to call up and say,
does he ever name a single player? See if you can find it where he mentions
a
player.
Team.
I don't even think he mentions a player when he's talking Duke.
So Tim just called and he said, hey, break down Seton Hall Wofford. Okay, so all I do is I just type in Seton Hall basketball.
Right.
Three things to know about NCAA tournament foe Wofford.
Right.
Wofford. Saying that wrong.
Wofford.
Wofford. They light up the scoreboard, so they're good shooters. Okay. They're battle tested, sort of. And they've been good for several years. Anybody else know how long they've been good?
A couple years.
No.
Okay, they've been good. They've been respectful for a couple of years.
So it's really were they really, in the tournament last what year? What the NCAA did is they had this tournament, which in the beginning was a great idea, right? Let's find the best team. This is what college football can't do. But then they turned it into a gambling paradise. They turned it into an excuse to gamble. And then what? And then you go to Vegas. And you just you tell your friends, hey, let's find an excuse to go to Vegas because we can only bet on it in Vegas.
Funny you should say that.
Not anymore. Go to Brendan.
I might actually be out there during the Sweet 16 Elite Eight.
Let's see.
Just saying.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
What are you going to go see? Britney God's Spears country. Again?
I tell
you
no, what, no, no,
Christian,
no,
he
no,
will
no,
bet on a team no. with about as much information as you had with Wolf.
I'm going there just before the regular season. No. Sox, kind of. So there'll be some games.
Oh,
so
that's right. That's
maybe,
right.
I don't know, we can maybe make some futures bets. NCAA, Elite Eight, throw some darts and see what happens.
Yeah. You're laying extra.
Let's
juice
get crazy.
Lady Gaga's out there now.
Oh, really?
Lady Gaga's out there.
No, this is not a concert trip. Yeah.
Here's $10.
It's a business trip.
Here's $10. Put it on the Liberty.
It's a business trip.
Here's Brendan in Rhode Island. Brendan.
Mason's College Fund.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead,
what's
Brendan.
Hey, what's up?
Lou, you're a Friar, aren't you?
Yes.
So, I mean,
are they in the tournament, Brendan? Am I missing something?
No, did we sell out the dunk like every night, every game for the last 5 years?
Yeah, I don't understand what you're getting at. Yes, I said alumni, local, that's about it.
No, there's this whole thing that nobody cares about college basketball. Literally, this is the only part of the country where people don't care about college basketball, and it's just Boston because
or football.
Boston College
or football.
Is so terrible.
Or football. They don't care about it. It didn't used to be that way, though.
I mean,
it wasn't always that way.
We sit around and talk about Bill Belichick sitting on a beach. For a week straight on talk radio.
Man's got to show off a good body.
If you go down to Charlotte, people talk on talk radio all day about sports, about college basketball. Oh.
Brendan, you think it'd be more of a national topic if guys stuck around for 3 years and you actually knew guys on the team?
Yeah, but...
What do you mean, do you or don't you?
Yeah.
That's the point. That's all I said.
I'd say that the spirit of college basketball isn't that you're not. It's not about superstars all the time.
It's about coaches. You know the coaches.
Coaches and just, you know, people get behind these teams. That's why people love it. It's not just gambling either, and I've done plenty of brackets. But it's people love these teams. Go down south. It's crazy.
Yeah, but everything's different down south. Everything is different. You know, it's like a time machine. If you were going to take my time machine challenge, you go back 100 years, the south still looks the same.
Yeah, but it's all the Big East is huge.
So you
it's
love it.
Boston.
So you're
Boston
telling us you love it. You love it, Brendan, right?
I do.
You love it.
And if the Eagles weren't terrible, then people in Boston would care too.
Right, so you love it. Give me the starting five for UNC.
For UNC? I can't give you the starting five, but I do hate them.
Give us one player in UNC. One player.
Oh, man.
How about Oregon?
Well, you love it, though, right?
I mean,
you love college basketball. You can't name one player on UNC. This is the problem.
I know they have three very good freshmen. That's all I can tell you.
How about this coach? Kentucky.
Who's their coach?
That's like the...
I know the coach, Williams, and he's the biggest. Yeah.
Brendan, you...
Roy.
Who's the coach of UConn?
Point.
Like who's the coach of UConn?
If UNC and Duke...
Curly.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if... UNC, if these guys, once they get there, they stick around for 3 years, I guarantee you would know the starters on UNC, even if you don't follow college basketball, like diehard.
Yeah, the one and out is killed it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Every year you have to start all over again.
It's like the Patriots wide receiving corps.
Right.
It's every year you got to start over.
It is pretty similar.
All right,
617-779-7937. That was a good breakdown. That was as good as Francesa.
Wofford.
I will give you that.
Wofford.
I'm not even sure you pronounced it right, but you got Seton Hall down. All right, back to the phone calls coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Should have been better. They had some injuries. they're hot and cold. You know, their best players hot and cold. So the, from that standpoint, you know, I could see them. I could see them winning this game. I could see them losing this game.
Winning or losing?
What team do you think he's talking about there?
I have no idea. Wait, hold on. Is that a college team?
Yeah, the hot and cold. Best players hot and cold. They had some injuries.
That's Duke.
They could win it.
Duke.
They could lose it.
Duke.
Kansas. They have injuries.
Duke. I'm going to say Duke.
Maryland.
Pretty big things were expected from Maryland this year. They really kind of disappointed.
They could win it. They could lose it.
Do you know that?
They're hot and cold.
So that Zion Williamson, he blows out that Nike shoe.
Yeah.
So Nike treated this like a major tragedy.
Well, it was.
Like, this was like, no, we're talking like Category 5, you know, crazy, you know, send in the troops to save the day.
Pretty bad publicity, wouldn't you say?
But it just shows, I mean, it was, but
highest
the fact that they...
Highest profile college athlete out there blows out screws up his knee, right? And blows, the foot comes right out of the shoe.
And your kids die, too.
Exactly.
It made he's going to be in a Nike shoe. I get it, right? He's going to probably end up having his own shoe. But the length that they went to just to make it right, it was obscene.
What do you think they did? They went back over and they slapped those kids in China? Come on. Got to work
yeah,
a little harder.
I think
kid.
That is what they
work
did.
Work a little harder on these shoes.
I think they have a number. Who made these shoes?
Exactly.
Nobody said anything. Nobody said a word. It was, and then somebody had to sell them out, right? Because they're all going to suffer.
Yeah.
They're all going to get their pay taken away.
Did you see this USA Today long, long piece on Patriots owner Robert Kraft? Huge piece on this thing.
Praise God.
Brent Schrodenbauer.
Oh, come on.
Who were they? What?
Brent Schrodenbauer.
Okay. Who is that? Sounds good.
That's the guy's name.
Okay.
That wrote this. So he starts way back in the days where 1975, former dress manufacturer named Harry Kraft died in Boston.
Are we still doing this?
Oh, it's an unbelievable piece. But there are a couple of things in here that jump out at you. A couple of things that are interesting. One comes from a friend of Kraft's. Been a lifelong friend, certainly since kindergarten, okay? Stephen Komen, this is the quote. They get into the whole thing of what happened down in Jupiter, Florida. I'm confident that in a matter of weeks, things will come out about that it will be clearer. He went on later on to basically said, you know, basically be patient. There's more on this story to still, you know, it's important to wait and see. The guy said.
Yeah, it's very important to wait and see.
And it's interesting because we've heard this now from a couple of different sources out there that there's more to this story with Kraft. So what's the more?
The spin. That's all it's going to be.
Well, what would the spin be?
The spin. I don't know.
He's got some health issues.
Health issues. He was friends with these girls. They were actually side pieces. They were girlfriends. But whatever it is, it's going to be spin, I think.
So the spin, you mentioned health concern. So you think
he did
health,
what he did. We all know what he did.
Yeah, so what do you think the health concern would be? Dementia?
Maybe 77 years
old-timers disease? What?
Old-timers disease. I had that last week.
He did.
I like
days.
To claim I have it all the time. But a doctor keeps saying, you're too young. Wait till you're at least 50.
No, I've seen it coming on with you.
That's a different disease.
Yeah. So I don't know, but it's very interesting that this guy has been a lifelong friend. And he says, I'm confident that in a matter of weeks, things will come out about that, about the story now, that it will be clearer. And we've heard numerous people, kind of sources behind the scenes, kind of say there's more to the story. We know they're fighting the case, right? They're not accepting a no contest plea. They could. He gets community service, he moves on, the commissioner gives him a suspension, and everybody moves on, right? He's not doing that. Apparently, he's fighting it. But there's got to be a reason that he's fighting it, and I'm wondering if, and it could be the spin loop, it could be actually something that's happening in his life. I mean, this writer kind of breaks it all down, the younger woman and the stuff with Meek Mill, and he's out there with Cardi B dancing. Little bit strange for a guy that's 77 years of age, trying to be the life of the party. He's in a different plateau when it comes to financial world with these other owners, and yet he's out there with rap artists.
Yeah, but it would be different if he wasn't out there as much as he has been in the past recently. If all of a sudden the last six months, you know, he wasn't, even though the Patriots in the Super Bowl, he wasn't as visible. you know, then you could say, well, maybe something's going on, right? I don't know if he's always out there. I just think that no matter how...
Yeah, maybe just out there having a good time.
Right, but however they you know, they try to get off is probably the wrong term.
No, it'll work. I understand you.
On the charges, I just think it's all going to be whether it is a technicality and what the police force did, it was a legal stop, or they had no right putting the cameras in, or I just think it'll be lawyer spin.
Well, that
they might get him off on the charges, but
it'll be viewed that way in the.
Do you think he gets off?
Can we get into
the podcast? I don't know. How do I say? What else would I say?
I
think he beats the rap?
Past tense.
Do you think he beats the rap? Do you think he beats the rap?
I do.
Why?
I think he's going to, because I think that the case is going absolutely nowhere, and he's going to have enough money. He's going to have legal minds.
Money and power.
Right.
I agree with you.
Beat it.
By the way, I think he is going to beat it.
I don't think he's going to say that either.
Okay? I do. But again, from the very beginning, this was not about him in the court of law.
No, it was guilty always, always public guilty. Opinion.
Oh, yeah, it's got nothing to do with the court of law. No. So great. He gets off on the charges. Right. He beats the charges.
True.
Okay? It does it matter?
I don't care. I just need a little relief.
No. It helps as far as the rebuttal. Hey, I got a rebuttal. Like, if there's a back and forth, if there's a volley between whoever it is, because it'll look exactly the same as Deflategate and Spygate. Same thing. Someone will have some news or information, and they'll spit it out there as truth. Yet the reality is that he beat the rap, never served any time, never did any community service, never paid a fine. Yet, I mean, it's embarrassing, and it's always in the court of public opinion. You're always going to look like a dirty old man, but that's fine. You can have that one.
So I don't know. Maybe part of that is that it does change the public perception. If we find out that he's been having some health issues, that he's been extremely lonely, that who knows? You know, I don't know exactly what's going on.
I think you got to be careful. I think you got to be careful with that, though.
Well, of course you have to be careful with it, but we're hearing numerous sources now, and this one guy is on the record. He's a lifelong friend, and he's telling you that things are going to come out here that's going to make this a lot clearer. Where's that coming from?
I said this is one of his friends. If we called up one of your old friends from grammar school, do you have any friends that you're still friends with from, like, your grammar school days?
No, not really, no.
No? Are they still alive?
Of course they're still alive. Yes. Maybe not.
Are you the last one?
No, it's what they're going to... What's probably going to come out in the next couple of weeks is the defense.
Yeah, well...
That's what he's probably talking
they're
about.
They're going into court on
the 27th. So the defense is
Well, we know what the defense is going to be, right? That it was illegal in what they did in videotaping him. It was an illegal stop as a passenger in the car blocks away from the massage parlor. We know that part of it. I just think it sounds to me like there's a little bit more that's being talked about here.
Yeah.
And it might have something to do with his entire behavior right now. Yeah, it's not a midlife crisis. It's a late life.
No,
crisis,
I think
right?
I think if it's it's going to be more technical. Like the police didn't, cross all their T's and dot all their I's. And
no.
Sort
we,
of
know
procedural
gonna,
deal.
We know that's going
to
happen.
That to me would be the most because I said be careful with that because if you already got them on a technicality, why throw that in there?
Yeah, but that's not going to change public perception. Okay, that's going to change.
So you're looking at
the legal aspect. How does he change public perception? Does the public react differently to this if they find out that he was dealing with some health issues or whatever, and he just
That's why. Forget it.
Do they deal with it differently?
I was going to print this. I had this whole thing. You know what? Now I got to be sensitive.
Well, people when they get up there in age, they do some strange stuff.
I didn't mean that in a sexual way.
Exactly. So is it possible?
Sure.
That the story might change because right now you're right, Lou. Legally, we know he can probably beat this.
Yes,
he's got the money. He's got the resources to do so. He's not going to change public perception because public is going to look at it and go, it was a technicality. You know, New England Patriot fans will be fine with him. The rest of the world will sit there and go, please,
so you think it's
he got off with a technicality. He did it.
So New England fans, they're in his corner on it, right? They think it's all overblown. So outside of New England, the people that are, say, happy that something bad's happened to the Patriots, something will come out that will make them more sympathetic to him.
Yes.
And so will it change their opinion, though?
And
to the point where they're like, oh, well, you know.
And will it change the mind of the commissioner? Will it change the mind of the commissioner?
That's, I think that's
So if the commissioner knows that Robert was dealing with some health issues or whatever, and so he hasn't been himself. Does he deal with it differently? Does he show a little bit of sympathy towards the individual?
That's my job.
That would make it probably, yeah, he could excuse it away, but I don't know if that's even possible because there's such an outcry from players, current players and retired players.
Well, I read the Charlie Pierce story in Sports Illustrated, Robert Kraft, Roger Goodell, and the NFL's discipline double standard. I'm not sure I understand anything
Charlie
wrote. I
don't understand the entire
wrote.
Article.
I don't either.
And I'm no sorry clue. For that.
I mean, that was, but
Charlie likes big words and long.
So basically what Charlie was saying, because he threw out like a hypothetical to where just like just an average player, right? A serviceable offensive lineman does something. Whatever. The FBI comes tapping at his door and he finds himself hauled away. And so he asked the question, how long would it take before Roger Goodell took action on this guy and how it's different with the owners? And I disagree. Like, if it's during the season, if this came out and it was September right now, yeah, I bet you they might just say, Rob, you got to stay away from the field for a few games, whatever, until we find out what is going on. So if it's during the season, he may put a player on the restricted list.
Right.
But during the off season, how long did it take for him to just give 8 games to Kareem Hunt?
I'm not going to get into hypotheticals.
Well, they just gave it to him, and that happened a long time
ago. 3.5-4 months ago?
Yeah.
Has he suspended Tyreek Hill yet?
No.
But
they're investigating.
But when it happens
right
in the off season, he doesn't. When he asked the question, how long would it take for him to take action against that player, just an average player, and why he's not doing anything to Kraft? And I would say, well, most of the time in the off season, when something happens, he does sort of sit back and wait a few months, let the investigation take place. During the season, it's a different story. So I don't understand how he's treating this any differently. I guess we'll wait and see. I'm guessing that Robert Kraft will be told to stay home for a few games and not be allowed at the park, no matter what happens legally.
Yeah, and Charlie's getting into a lot more of the possible human trafficking angle.
Right.
When, to this date, we have seen none of that stuff. So I don't know where he's getting any of the additional information, but we've seen none of that stuff. Could human trafficking be involved in these spas? Absolutely.
Well,
but to this point, we're not seeing any of that.
Yeah, he even says, embarrassment was compounded when it was revealed that the bust at Orchids was part of a massive multi-jurisdictional investigation into human trafficking that has resulted in dozens of arrests.
None. Not a single arrest for human trafficking.
Our job is to protect the integrity of the game.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He's not getting the facts right. So Charlie came up with a premise for a story and basically worked around the actual facts. That's what he did.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's not there. People were arrested. People were arrested as Johns. People were arrested for running a business of prostitution. Those are the arrests, but not with the human trafficking. That part of it makes absolutely no sense. I just think I thought this was very interesting because it was a long piece about a Kraft, and it goes into his entire career dating back to, when he first met Myra and everything else. But I thought that line just jumped out at me that suddenly we're finding out another person is sitting there saying, I'm confident that in a matter of weeks, things will come out about that whole story that will make all of this a lot clearer. I hope so. All right, 617-779-7937, right here on OMF.
Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier. More with the guys coming up next on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
We're here to see what's happening at the 99 restaurants. Here's Jen, our awesome server. What's on the menu tonight?
Country fried chicken with mashed potatoes, gravy, a biscuit, and it's on our 9 real size entrees for $9.99 menu.
Ooh, I want that. Anything else to say to the people out there?
Hey, Mom, you'd love this country fried chicken.
To Mom and everyone else, online ordering is now available too, and that's what's new at the Nines.
The 99 restaurants, always a real deal.
Hey, Boston Dental is a world-class multi-specialty center offering comprehensive care in general and cosmetic dentistry. So what does that all mean? Well, it means they deal with dental implants and TMJ disorders. I've had that issue. Root canals and them as well. All sorts of oral surgery. Now, I've gone into Boston Dental over at the Government Center office, met with Dr. Malachy, and they're working on a plan right now. But it is an unbelievable operation. First of all, you're going to walk in to a dental office that has the state-of-the-art equipment. This stuff is all brand new. Second of all, you're going to deal with a staff that are experts in cosmetic dentistry. They can incorporate a wide range of procedures, including teeth whitening and veneers and dental implants. They can really improve your smile. Now, they are the most advanced state-of-the-art technology and comfortable offices both in Government Center and Downtown Crossing. So you need to set up a consultation. Take that step towards a healthier mouth, healthier teeth. Call today. Schedule your appointment. 617-402-5000. 617-402-5000. Make sure you tell them I sent you. They are the official dental practice of the Boston Red Sox.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. Nobody has been talking about anything that has transpired down there in Fort Myers. Did you know that the Red Sox had one of the worst win-loss records in spring training in the Grapefruit League?
Doesn't matter.
No, of course it
doesn't. It only matters if they have a great one.
That's it.
You didn't know that?
No. Does anybody really care? And, of course, they haven't been pitching any of their regular guys. Sale just pitched for the first time the other day. He was terrific. Although the velocity was down a little bit. And, of course, you can't even bitch about the bullpen because none of those guys have actually pitched out of the bullpen. So who the hell knows, right? They haven't seen much of them. So, but there was news today out of Fort Myers. There's been nothing. We were down there. We can tell you there was no news.
No.
Oh, we got a lot of information.
Really?
Nope.
Okay. So there was information today, and it deals with Dustin Pedroia. So Alex Cora comes out early this morning, addresses the media, and basically talks about his schedule now being every other day, and then mentions that he's going to go with the team. They're playing two games in Arizona against the Cubs. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Two games to close out spring training. Then they open up in Seattle. He's not going to Seattle. He is coming back to Fort Myers, where he's going to, you know, work in rehab and try to get back, you know, full
game shape.
I thought that was very strange. And the reason I say it was strange is Cora broke it down as if we have a schedule. This is what we're going to do. When Dustin Pedroia spoke with the media like an hour later, he basically said he's ready to go right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, they've had to hold me back. I mean, I'm ready for opening day. It's just they're scared. You know what I mean? They no one's ever come back from something like this, and you know they want me to make sure I follow, you know, the right steps to do that and make sure everyone's 100% confident that when I come back, you know, I come back and stay back and you know, not have any issues.
He's going to go on the injured list, formerly known as the disabled list. But we can't call it the disabled list anymore because it'll.
Honestly, when I heard that, my first takeaway was usually players can't admit to like a phantom DL. You know, so if a player is just like, I'm actually fine, I can play, and the team puts you on it, then you're just trying to hide players. You know what I mean? For different purposes or whatever.
Well, they do still
but have I just three, wonder, I wonder if that's,
still have three catches.
I mean, I guess they can always come out and just say that, you know, actually, you know, I know he says he's fine, but that's just Petey. You
They're
know what
scared.
I mean? His knee is still bothering. We're still concerned, so we're going to start him. But, yeah, everybody keeps saying they're going to start with 13 catches if Pedroia's not healthy.
Fact.
And I'd say they might still start with 12 because they don't want to give away a catcher.
Right.
They haven't moved a catcher yet.
Right.
What are they doing? No one, you know, there was a Perez went down
Kansas
to Kansas City.
City. Yeah.
They signed Maldonado, yep. I believe. So.
Yes.
They might be sitting there saying, what are we doing here? You know, I mean, we're going to just dump one of these catches? Well, hey, you know what? We got to hold Pedroia back to keep one of these that go with three catches again.
All right, that's a possibility.
And then just sort of, you know, play it out and, you know, forced to make a move when we're forced to make a move.
Yeah, Alex Cora brought up an interesting premise. He said if it were basketball, you could play him for limited minutes in a game.
Yeah.
And then the next game, you do the same thing. When it comes to baseball, you don't do that.
No.
It's not three innings. You're playing an entire game, all right?
Ooh,
and
stressful.
See,
I can understand.
See, you have to be the baseball a-hole. See,
I can understand.
I go home.
He's nervous for him.
Oh, or you could be on a pitch count because it's football players.
Yes.
One way to work their little sissy ass into a right?
Yes.
But you can't
do it with baseball, right? So
no, we're men.
Here's the thing. It kind of feels like he's speaking out of turn, though. It feels like
he is speaking
he's
out of turn.
He's selling out Cora. So I mean, do you think that's the right way to approach that? Like, listen, is he so uptight about what people are saying about him that he's forced to say, no, I'm good, man.
Not
I can
great.
Play. I'm ready. They won't let me.
Well, I'm just saying, like, around the league, I wouldn't be shocked if someone from the league does call Dombrowski and say, are you hiding players? You know, I mean, because during the season, it's like, phantom DL, and you're doing it for roster restrictions, and the time's coming to an end when the guy's got to either be, put on the roster or not, and they come up with another phantom. Oh, no, he re-injured his ankle, actually, during rehab. Another 20. So, I mean, they keep an eye on all that stuff. You got a player sitting there saying, I'm ready to go opening day. They're just going to hide me because we have... 11 games in 12 days, and we need an extra pitcher.
Yeah, but
you don't normally come out and say that.
But usually they're on the same page when they do it. So Alex Cora comes out today and basically says he's not ready to play every day. So we're talking 2 weeks from now. We're sending him, as we go to Seattle, we're sending his ass back to Fort Myers. He comes out an hour later and says, I'm ready to go right now.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. That was kind of strange, Lou. And it you wonder how this thing is going to end with Dustin Pedroia. Is he going to be able to play enough games for them that makes it worth it for the Red Sox? Is he going to be able to do it?
If he goes by the approach that Cora has, so if he comes back in 2 months and plays from there on, that's plenty.
Right.
Is it not? Because really, who really cares about...
But
you have enough depth and enough skill position players that you can get on without Dustin Pedroia for the first 2 months of the season.
That's not the issue. The issue is he's not going to stay down in Fort Myers for 2 months. He's sitting there telling you today he wants to play. He hasn't played in a long time.
Well, I'm telling you, this is about roster. This is about hiding a player. That's what this is, because they're out in Seattle. There's
poor way of doing it.
But there's no off days. They're not worried about rainouts,
right?
So your roof, then same thing in Oakland. So there's no... opening day off. No, they play four straight in Seattle. They play four straight in Oakland and three straight in Arizona. So they play 11 straight days. They need the extra arm. I don't know if you knew it or not, but they don't have anybody out in the bullpen.
Really?
Haven't noticed that.
So with that being said.
And I say to you, Dustin.
And they also have a catching situation where they still have three catchers.
Yeah, but why don't they get him on the same page? Why aren't they having him sit there and say, I could use an extra couple weeks and it probably. So usually when you do that, you sit down with the player and say, listen. We want to make sure you're 100%. On the other hand, we also want to, we got a roster issue right now. We want you to be ready 100%, Petey. Instead, Alex Cora says one thing and Pedroia says something totally different an hour later.
See, to me,
they're scared.
Cora is so forthright and he's so, honest and open with these guys. I have a hard time believing that he didn't express what the big plan was. What the big picture was, listen, we love you. They're buddies. They played together. There's got to be some trust that exists with those guys.
Yeah, no, we're good. When we get back to Boston, it's just these first 11 games.
Yeah, so we
got an issue with our roster and our pitching. Like, we're going to come out of the gate, and ask Chris Sale to give me 70, 75 pitches. Maybe the same thing from Price. Maybe the same thing from all of them, except maybe Erod.
I play baseball.
Maybe even Porcello. Those guys, they just let them go as much as they can. But the other three, they might want to protect a little bit. So we may need that extra reliever. So they could you start the year. To me, I don't know what they're going to do at the catcher spot, but they can't keep three if they have Pedroia. They can't keep three if they have 13 pitchers. So to me, you might have to be forced to keep three, keep that extra reliever or two that's a swing guy that has options like a Pointer, use him in the first three or four games, option his ass down to AAA, bring someone up who's maybe more permanent, so that's a way to get through that first 10 days or so.
Are we back to 15-day? When you bring a player, we don't have the 10-day this year, right?
No, it's 15.
So last year it was 10 days, and because
is that
the
one thing they changed,
because the Yankees were manipulating, and I thought they changed
Orioles are awful with
I thought they changed it back to 15 days, and if that's the case, it's much more difficult to manipulate your roster doing it. I just thought that if Pedroia was on the same page with that, because that made what you're saying makes sense, Lou. They've got the three catchers. They've got an issue there. You at least allow Pedroia to be part of that process.
Right.
And by his answer today, do you think he was part of that process?
Right, what you guys want.
No, he's pissed. He wants to play. It's been a long time. He's been through a long rehab, and he wants to play. We don't know what he's going to look like when he finally gets out there and he plays over, you know, a prolonged period of time. But I thought that answer was really strange.
You know, I've had to hold me back.
Yeah, it was. They're back to 15 days for the DL. But I'm just talking about sending a kid down, optioning him down to AAA.
Right.
You know, and then calling the guy up. Now you got to spend 10 days down there before you can come back up. But that's one way to maneuver it. 11 games in a row to start coming out of spring, that's not going to be easy to get through, especially when you want to be, you know, take it easy with your starting pitchers.
So it sounds to me like he's not going to be part of the first 11 games. Because if you're sending him to Fort Myers, unless right. somebody gets injured, somebody yeah. gets hurt, right?
Yeah.
You're not flying him out on that road
no.
trip.
And then when you get
so you're
past
waiting
that.
Until they come back to Boston. Sure. Then you bring him up to Boston, and what do you do at that point? If you don't activate him at that point, then I'm wondering.
Well, you could put him on a rehab stint. You know, you can have him technically coming off a DL. You can rehab him like 15-20 games. 20 days.
Go to Pawtucket?
Yep. Or stay down in Florida for the games and just play down there and extend it rather than coming up here and playing in whatever. Maybe a week of games, 10 days in Pawtucket with the cold weather and move on from there.
All right. So we've been holding back on this one when it comes to the Red Sox. You just mentioned the bullpen a couple minutes ago. So it's almost like what we were talking about earlier in the program, and we'll get into it again in the next hour. Wide receivers, what the hell's going on? Except that you can't get pissed off at the Patriots because this is kind of how they do business. Well, this is not how the Red Sox do business. Even last year, when we were sitting bitching all season long about the bullpen, they weren't doing business like this. They had a closer who was one of the best closers in the game. And over 162 games, that guy is a valuable guy to have in the ninth inning to end the ball game, close the game out. I think we all agree. Playoffs have all changed. The ninth inning guy is not that important anymore. You manipulate, you move it around. Matter of fact, they didn't even use him, Craig Kimbrell.
You're not using Kimbrell!
To close out the last game of the World Series. They used one of their starters.
Yeah, but regular season, you need him.
Oh, my God. You need him.
I mean,
and so here we are. We're looking right now at Matt Barnes, Ryan Brazier.
Duck boats.
Heath Embree.
Duck boats.
Have any of them even pitched down there?
Mm-hmm.
Have they pitched at all?
No. Well, Embree's maybe one outing. Brazier's got one outing. Embree's thrown two innings. Inning and two-thirds.
And you just said 11 days in a row.
Shaughnessy
like
wrote this the other day. He used the word arrogance.
Yes,
you know, I've said this
that.
Before.
Yeah.
I think it's cockiness. That they just sort of feel like they can take a guy with stuff, tell him to pitch to different quadrants and change his location and pitch selection and just turn him into a good pitcher.
Dan Shaughnessy's a liar.
Because they found Brazier. They did it with Eovaldi. And they just think they can do it with anybody. You're right. Last year the question was, okay, how are you going to set up Kimbrell? Now it's like you don't even know how are you going to set up who? Barnes? We'll see. Listen, Barnes, Brazier, I think they're good relievers, but to me, a closer, when a certain closer, you can just tell if he's got closer stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's a mentality to
it. Well, it's just stuff-wise, too. You look at it and say, you know what, you this guy can get you out, and it's just not your fault.
Yeah, you only need two pitches, too.
But he's just that good. You know what I mean? Like, it's not your fault. You know, when Kimbrell was on fire and he's throwing spot in 97, 99 with that breaking ball, like, you get out, it's not your fault. Like, Rivera, like, it's just he's spotting balls, but the great closers, you watch him, you're like, man, yeah, you tip your cap sometimes. I don't think Matt Barnes has tip your cap kind of stuff. I think if you get out, you sit there and say, damn it, I missed that fastball or I missed that hanging curveball, but I'll get him next time, which scares the hell out of me.
Embree's throwing the ball well.
You know what? We'll see.
Yeah, and I think that what they're doing is they right now, and there's not much difference between arrogance and cockiness. It's a nicer way of saying it. That's about it, right? It's the same thing, arrogance, cockiness. But they're looking back at the postseason and saying, see, did we do it in the postseason? And I agree. I'll give them all the credit in the world.
Their starters did it in the postseason.
Right. And their starting rotation may be as good as any in Major League Baseball.
Nothing too. Hey, Eduardo, way to go.
The other thing, too, in the postseason, sometimes in the regular season, it is what it is. You're trying to stay away from a guy because you've been using him so much. You're trying to protect the guy because you don't want to use him too much. You know, or it's just like, I can't throw this guy. This guy's got to get it done because we don't want to use him. In the postseason, there is none of that, as we saw. Everybody's available every single game, 3 days in a row, so be it. There's going to be one off day built in after 2 days. everyone's available. In a regular season, not everyone's available. So if there's a night that Barnes isn't available, who sets up Brazier? What if Brazier's not available? Who sets up Barnes?
I have no idea.
You're going to do this in a regular season. You don't do it in October. And there's no starter coming in to get you out of a jam in the eighth inning. And it's just, you know, I know they won last year. They won last year. Let's not kid ourselves.
Fuck boats.
Because a couple guys raised their game in Joe Kelly and Matt Barnes. Brazier was good early in a postseason, but it was the starters.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
The starters came in and got you the eighth inning.
Yeah, but the 100, it was 108 wins, right? 108 wins that they accumulated during the course of the season was a big part of that was Craig Kimbrell. And I know people write him off right now because he struggled at the end. He struggled certainly in the postseason, and they worked around him. They did not need him. They had a, but you can't do what they did in the playoffs for 162 games.
No.
And I still think they're going to have to go out and find somebody. Certainly doesn't look like they're going to go and bring Kimbrell back, right? Because the money is too great. They're going to have to pay him too much money. Mm-hmm. Even for one season, they'll have to pay him a fortune. I just think this is one of those things that we're afraid to talk about right now because they won last year in the postseason.
Don't bring it up.
So nobody wants to bring it
up. Let's act like it doesn't exist.
Duck boats.
But you know what, Christian? You've got to get to the tournament.
Duck boats.
So through 162 games, you've got to get to the tournament. And I think there's a huge difference. And I think they've learned this, winning that division as opposed to being one of those wild card playing game guy participants.
Yeah, aren't they the favorite, though?
Well, because the lineup is terrific, and their starting rotation, we just said it, Yankees, is as good as any in baseball.
Well, the Yankees, okay, fine.
Well, the Yankee bullpen is a hell of a lot better. You want to look at that bullpen.
The same as it's always been the last 3 years. It's dominant, but they added Paxton, which I don't think you could ignore. Full year of J-Hap. I know he was shaking on the mound at Fenway, but during the regular season, pretty damn good. Their best pitcher, he just sucked in his appearance at Fenway.
Yeah, but let's admit it.
Adding Paxton helps.
But this guy is scared shitless.
But the only way you're going to miss the playoffs is if some other team really surprises. Some other team, let's say Minnesota Twins.
Two other teams.
Okay, two other teams, right?
Yeah, not just one. Two other teams at the surprise.
So that's, you're not going to make the playoffs if two other teams. So what teams are there? Minnesota, who else? Chicago? Come on. I mean, what are we talking about? Who else is going
to
do it? Tampa?
Yeah, no.
And so they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, this might be the wild card.
Right.
And it might be the difference between the wild card and winning your division.
Absolutely. I just think we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this once the season begins because I still think this is a gigantic hole. And I know what people are going to say. What about the playoffs? Playoffs are different.
Somebody's got to explain to me up here in Boston why the Red Sox have no bullpen to speak
of. Exactly. Thank you. All right, 617-779-7937. I'm going to take a break. Then we're going to be back 30 minutes. No commercials. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.